صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. And welcome to another edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45. Today being the 11th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446, corresponding to the 15th of October, 2024. We do apologize for the late start in transmission. We were having the discussion. But nevertheless, you can send your messages on 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Okay, so inshallah, alhamdulillah, there's a lot of messages that are coming through. Jazakallah khairan to the listeners that are sending in your messages. So let us begin. Our first message that comes in is for a recipe. Let's see what recipe it is. Okay, so our first recipe is for a sweet chili prawns. And this is in a book called The Classy Cuisine. So the sweet chili prawns, so you're going to need 1 kilo of prawns shelled. 1 kilo prawns shelled. Then you want to cook the prawns in a garlic salt. Cook the prawns in garlic, salt, pepper, and chilies. You want to cook the prawns in the garlic, in a garlic, salt, pepper, and chilies. And you're going to then keep it aside. Then, you're going to braise one chopped onion, and then you're going to add quarter red and green peppers, and continue to braise. Add a quarter red and green pepper, and continue to braise. Thereafter, you're going to add in a half a cup of sweet chili sauce. Half a cup of chili sauce. A quarter cup of tomato sauce. Then you're going to add salt and pepper. Then you're going to add a plus minus 1 tablespoon of maizena. Add in plus minus one tablespoon of maizena. Then you're going to mix with water. Add in plus minus one tablespoon of maizena mixed with water. And then you're going to cook on low. You're going to cook it on low until the sauce is thick. Then you're going to add in the prawns and cook for another 5 minutes. Then you're going to serve on a bag of egg fried rice. Now the recipe for the egg fried rice, you're going to need 2 cups of cooked rice. 2 cups of cooked rice. Then you're going to braise the onions with slices of carrots. You're going to braise the onions with a slice of carrots, green and red pepper. And then you're going to add this to the rice. Thereafter, you're going to add one beaten egg to the rice. Add one beaten egg to the rice. And then you're going to mix immediately. And that was your recipe for sweet chili prawns. Sweet chili prawns. And our next recipe is for the famous red chutney. Famous red chutney. So you're going to need a quarter cup of oil, 1 tablespoon of ground garlic, 1 tablespoon of ground garlic, 1/2 tablespoon of salt to taste, 1/2 tablespoon of salt to taste. Then you're going to need mustard seeds and curry leaves. Mustard seeds and curry leaves. And then you're going to braise all of the above. Now you're going to add in 1 cup of fresh ground red chilies. Now you're going to add in 1 cup of fresh ground red chilies. Continue to braise until all the moisture evaporates. Continue to braise until all the moisture evaporates. Then you're going to pour in 750 ml of golden tomato sauce, all gold tomato sauce. Pour a bottle of 750 ml bottle of all gold tomato sauce into the above mixture. Then you're going to switch off the stove, leaving the chutney to simmer. You're going to switch the stove off and leave the chutney to simmer until it cools gradually. Until it cools gradually. Once it's cool, you can store in a glass bottle. And that was the recipe for the famous red chutney. Our next recipe is for fresh cream barfi. Fresh cream barfi. So you're going to need 1 packet of Klim Nespray 500 gram. 1 packet of Klim Nespray 500 gram. 1/2 cup of fresh cream. 1/2 cup of fresh cream. You're going to mix this together and leave it overnight. Mix it together and leave it overnight. Then you're going to grind above in a coffee grinder and sift. You're going to grind above in a coffee grinder and you're going to sift it. Right? Thereafter, you're going to add the above. You're going to add to the above 1.5 cups of icing sugar sifted. 1.5 cups of icing sugar sifted. Then you're going to add in 1 teaspoon of freshly grounded ilachi. 1 teaspoon of freshly grounded ilachi. Then you're going to boil together. The next step, you're going to boil 1 cup of milk and 1 cup of sugar. You're going to boil it together. 1 cup of milk and 1 cup of sugar. And you're going to boil it till it's thick. Thereafter, you're going to add in the 500 ml fresh cream. You're going to add in the 500 ml of fresh cream, and then 40 grams of butter. 40 grams of butter. Then you're going to boil above till it's nice and thick. So you're going to boil it for about 15 to 20 minutes. You're going to boil it for about 15 to 20 minutes. After you've added the fresh cream and the milk, after you add the fresh cream and the milk and boil it, it must reach plus minus 103 degrees. After you've added the fresh cream and the milk and you allowed it to boil, it must reach 103 degrees. It usually takes about 15 to 20 minutes. It usually takes about 15 to 20 minutes for it to boil. So that'll give you enough time, inshallah. Then you can add to klim mixture. You can add to the klim mixture and beat with a balloon whisk. Allow to rest overnight. First you're going to then add it to the klim. Add the klim mixture and beat with a balloon whisk. Then you're going to allow to rest overnight. And then you're going to re-beat it the next day. Then you're going to pipe in your desired shapes. Pipe in your desired shapes. And then thereafter, you have yourself fresh cream parfait. That was the recipe for the fresh cream parfait. Our next recipe that comes in is for a non-Qatari recipe. So you're going to need 250 gram butter or margarine. Then you're going to need 1 cup of oil. 1.5 cups of caster sugar. 1.5 cups of caster sugar, 2 tablespoons of semolina, 2 tablespoons of semolina, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 2 tablespoons of semolina, 1/4 teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda, 1/4 teaspoon of bicarbonate and soda, 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg, 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg, 1/2 teaspoon of ground ilachi, 1/2 teaspoon of ground ilachi. Thereafter, you're going to beat the butter. You're going to beat the butter, oil, and caster sugar till pale. You're going to beat the butter, the oil, and the caster sugar till it's pale. Then you're going to add in the remaining ingredients. And you're going to mix thoroughly. Add the remaining ingredients and mix thoroughly. Thereafter, you're going to add enough flour to make a soft dough. Then you're going to roll it into balls. And thereafter, you're going to press almonds onto each ball. which would flatten it slightly. Which will flatten it slightly. You want to add in flour, enough flour to make soft dough. Add enough flour to make a soft dough. Then you're going to bake in a preheated oven. You're going to bake in a preheated oven at 180 degrees. Bake in a preheated oven at 180 degrees for plus minus 20 minutes. For plus minus 20 minutes. And that was your naan katai recipe. And our next recipe is, we did the prawns. Okay, so inshallah, we're going to be waiting for your recipes to come through. You can send it through on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Those were the recipes that the listeners sent in. We say jazakallah khairan. So inshallah, we're going to get another recipe has come in. And this is for lemon garlic butter kebabs. Lemon garlic butter kebabs. We say jazakallah khairan to Sister Fatima, Sous Chef, for sending in this recipe. So for the kebabs, you're going to need 1 kilo mince. You're going to need a garlic to taste. You're going to need salt to taste. You're going to need a jeera. You're going to need jeera. Then you're going to need dhania powder. You're going to need dhania powder. You're going to need some green chilies. You're going to need green chilies. You're going to need some breadcrumbs. You're going to need breadcrumbs. Then you're going to need some fresh dhania. Then you're going to need fresh dhania. Then you're going to need 2 eggs. You're going to need 2 eggs. And then you're going to need the black pepper, some black pepper. Then for your sauces, you're going to need fresh cream. For your sauce, you're going to need some fresh cream. You're going to need some butter. Fresh cream, butter, garlic or garlic sauce. And you're going to need some herbs. For your method, you're going to mix the kebab ingredients. You're going to mix the kebab ingredients. You're going to mix them together and with oiled hands, and with the oiled hands, roll into balls and shallow fry. And with the oiled hands, roll into balls and shallow fry in the oil till it's golden brown. With the oil hands, you're going to roll into balls and shallow fry in the oil until it's golden brown. Then you're going to boil all the ingredients together. Boil all the ingredients together and throw over the kebabs. Boil all the ingredients together and throw over the kebabs. And you're going to garnish it with fresh dhania. You can serve with roti or puri. So alhamdulillah, that was the recipe for lemon garlic butter kebab. Lemon garlic butter kebabs. So alhamdulillah, we say jazakallah khairan to the listeners who sent in your messages and your recipes. If you do have any recipes, you can send it through on the numbers 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة. صوت مركز الصحابة.
And this is, we've come to the end of our show. We say Jazakallah Khairan to all the listeners that sent in your messages and your recipes. I would highly appreciate it. And inshallah, we'll see you tomorrow. From the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45. And from the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, fi amanillah, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة.